And now, here is Dr. Coben with today's edition of Liberty Minute.
The Economic Causes of War by Professor Ludwig von Mises. From a lecture delivered in Orange County, California in October 1944 and reprinted in the April 2004 edition of The Freeman. This is Dr. John Coben with Liberty Minutes. Dr. Mises writes, "War is a primitive human institution. From time immemorial, men were eager to fight, to kill, and to rob one another. However, the acknowledgement of this fact does not lead to the conclusion that war is an indispensable form of interpersonal relations and that the endeavors to abolish war are against nature and therefore doomed to failure. We may, for the sake of argument, admit the militarist thesis that man is endowed with an innate instinct to fight and to destroy. However, it is not these instincts and primitive impulses that are the characteristic features of man. Man's eminence lies in his reason and in the power to think, which distinguishes him from all other living creatures. And man's reason teaches him that peaceful cooperation and collaboration under the division of labor is a more beneficial way to live than violent strife. I do not want to dwell on the history of warfare. It is enough to mention that in the 18th century, on the eve of modern capitalism, the nature of war was very different from what it had been in the age of barbarism. People no longer fought one another with the aim of exterminating or enslaving the defeated. Wars were a tool of the political rulers and were fought with comparatively small armies of professional soldiers, mostly made up of mercenaries. The objective of warfare was to determine which dynasty would rule a country or a province. The greatest European wars of the 18th century were wars of royal succession. For example, the wars of the Spanish, Polish, Austrian, and finally, the Bavarian successions. Ordinary people were more or less indifferent about the outcomes of these conflicts. They were not much concerned about the question whether their ruling prince was a Habsburg or a Bourbon. Nevertheless, these continuous struggles placed a heavy burden upon mankind. They were a serious obstacle to the attempts to bring about greater prosperity. As a result, the philosophers and economists of the time turned their attention to the study of the causes of war. The result of their investigation was the following. Under a system of private ownership of the means of production and free enterprise, with the only function of government being to protect individuals against violent or fraudulent attacks on their lives, health, or property, it is immaterial for the citizens of any nation where the frontiers of their country are drawn. It is of no concern for anyone whether his country is big or small, and whether it conquers a province or not. The individual citizens do not derive any profit from the conquest of a territory. It is different with the princes or ruling aristocracies. They can increase their power and their tax revenues by expanding the size of their realms. They can profit from conquest. They are bellicose, while their citizenry is peace-loving. Hence, the old liberals concluded there would be no more wars under a system of economic laissez-faire and popular government. Wars would become obsolete because the causes for war would disappear. Since these 18th and 19th century classical liberals were fully convinced that nothing could stop the movement toward economic freedom and political democracy, they were certain that mankind was on the eve of an age of undisturbed peace. What was needed to make the world safe for peace, they argued, was to implement economic freedom, free trade and goodwill among the nations, and popular government. I want to stress the importance of both of these requirements. Free trade at home and in international relations and democracy. The fateful error of our age has consisted in the fact that it dropped the first of these requirements, namely free trade, and emphasized only the second one, political democracy. In doing so, people ignored the fact that democracy cannot be permanently maintained when free enterprise, free trade, and economic freedom do not exist. President Woodrow Wilson was fully convinced that what was needed to make the world safe for peace was to make it safe for democracy. During the First World War, it was believed that if only the German royal house of the Hohenzollern and the privileged German landed aristocracy, the Junkers, could be removed from power, a durable peace could be achieved. What President Wilson did not see was that within a world of growing government omnipotence, this would not be enough. In such a world of growing government power, there exist economic causes of war. If we want to abolish war, we must remove the causes of war. The great idol of our time is the state. The state is a necessary social institution, but it should not be defied. It is not a god. It is a device of mortal men. If we make it an idol, we must sacrifice to it the flower of our youth in coming wars. What is needed to make lasting peace is much more than new offices and a new court for the League of Nations in Geneva, or even a new international police force. What is needed is a change in political ideologies and a return to a sound free market economic system. And this is Dr. John Coben with Liberty Minutes. To find out more about Liberty Minutes, please visit our website, www.policyofliberty.net. And to find out more about the Freeman and its articles, visit www.fee.org.